The teaching for today, I actually named it, How Can We Express Our Love for God? I asked myself many times, like, how can I express my love to God? And like a whole bunch of things started rushing through my head. I was like, wow, there's so many ways. But in Mark 12:30, the religious leaders asked this question because there surely were so many laws. I actually went and looked and see how many around that time, you know, that they had. And I looked up around 613 do's and don'ts. And can you imagine that? That's like a lot. So when these leaders came to Jesus, they're like, hey, cut me a break. What's going on? Like, I want to know, like, what is the main thing I should do? Surely Jesus answers them. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. But he added, and with all your strength. If we take a close look, Jesus didn't answer with a question like he typically did. Usually he would be like, you know, answer them with another question. This time he didn't. He really wanted to set his point across. He wanted to be as clear as water. Jesus also brings this scripture from Deuteronomy 6, giving them the secret to living great in God's sight. And it's now available to us. Loving God with our whole being. Note that the verse, we don't only see one all. We see all heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Let's take a look at the heart first. Putting my will and decision-making in God's hands. So it's no longer me. It's everything in God's hands. Proverbs 23, verse 26. And I have the New Living Translation. So once again, Proverbs 23, 26, and I have NLT. I still hear pages flipping, so I like to wait for everybody. Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. Give him our heart, allowing his will to take over. Leaving our feelings, placing our will in his hands so we can see and delight in him and follow his ways. How do we get to know his ways? By reading his will, the word of God. It's so easy to have it now. If we don't get to know him, our love can become just a momentarily love and attraction that can end. Now let's take a look at Luke 12, verse 34. And once again, I have that International Version. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. We choose where we place our hearts. Nobody else has that decision but us. If you set your heart on money, sports, work, or anything you can actually think of, you will. That'll happen. But you have the ability to choose to set your love in God instead of any other thing. Surely it's not done overnight. But you make that decision on resetting your heart. And invest the time that is needed to achieve love, to love God with all your heart. For example, Let's look at an Olympic participant. At a young age, he already knows where his goal is. He wants to participate in the Olympics. He wants to exercise. He starts to eat properly. He spends time reading, searching what to do. He has to do everything to get to that, to be able to participate. Make sure his weight's not going up. He wakes up early to exercise and do all the training he needs. And basically allows his whole life to be around that. He forgets about everything else but that, because that's where his treasure is. That's where his heart is. With God, we do the same thing. There is nothing different. Day by day, we have to read, meditate in God's word to get to know our Heavenly Father. How else are we going to know him? To know what he requires from us to obtain. Not a trophy like an Olympic player does. Not fame for a day. But we get a crown that does not perish. To go out there and be ready for that battlefield. And fight the good fight. Be prepared to do that. Well, he has us, called us, all of us, each and one of you, is to do it, to achieve that kingdom, to live with a passion. Isn't that marvelous? Because at the end, he will make each one of you a conqueror to give you something that is eternal, not carnal. Let's take a look at the soul, our life. I searched around and I looked at the short, it's gonna kind of short definition, but I will repeat it twice so everybody can get it. Finding your very essence grounded in, connected to God. So much I completely commit. And contentment. So be joyful in that connection. It is saying to choose God, an attitude of self-devotion to love. It is an exercising will, part of the soul to love God in all situations of life. Life, personality, the inner self, our identity to the world. We decide our lifestyles and behavior. Our lives are the sum up of the choices we make. Our choices show that we are committed to and reflect our values and our lifestyle before the world. Let's take a look what the word has to say. John 12:15. And then I have the easy read version. If we love God, we will do what his written word is available for us. If we love God, we will do what he has written in his word. Not what I want to do. Not what my spouse or my family wants me to do, but what God wants you to do. Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25. 16:24 and 25. Then Jesus said to his followers, if any of you want to be my follower, you must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. You must be willing to carry that cross that is given to you for following me. Any of you who try to save the life you have will lose it. But you who give up your life for me will find true life. So God will give us a better life. Even if we get prosecuted, people start, you know, oh, she's become religious, don't talk to her. Because I'm sure everyone has gone through that. Doesn't matter. What matters is what God wants from us. Love must be demonstrated. When we forget about me, myself, and I, and follow with my life completely, what I mean completely, that is giving up my life. So I can find that true life. Matthew 12:34b. And in this occasion, I have the New Revised Standard Version. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, we are expressing our love to Him. And just to back that one up, I want us to take a look at Proverbs 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Meekness is a way to express our attitude and speech. What we say and how we say it enhances our ability to love God. When our great treasure is God, our affections are captured. When our affections are captured, then choices become God, centered in a lifestyle of humility, and godliness is born. That is loving God with all our soul. Now let's take a look at our mind. With all our mind, our thoughts. Turning my world thoughts the way God thinks. Placing the knowledge and understanding. Analyzing and manipulating to bring about a conclusion or decision. Proverbs 4:23 and 27. And I have the easy read version. Proverbs 4:23-27. Above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. Don't bend the truth or say things that you know are not right. Keep your eyes on the path and look straight ahead. Make sure you are going to the right way, and nothing will make you fall. Don't go to the right or to the left, and you will stay away from the evil. Be careful what you think. It's like warning, warning. Because your thoughts can control your life. Don't forget to bring God's word to your mind. Keep your eyes on the right path. God thinking, making sure we don't look to the right or anywhere else so we don't fall. So we don't stay away from the things that are from God. Colossians 3:10. King James Version. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Put on the new man. Tomorrow? Now. Leaving the way we used to think. To renew our thoughts after the image of God, who created Christ. Wow, that's beautiful. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let our minds be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Loving God with all our minds is what we do when we renew our mind. Bring all thoughts to God's word. That's how our big brother did. Yesterday I heard Yodelmo say that he had the spirit over him. We have it in. We can renew our minds. It's up to us to take that decision, though. With all our strength, the amount of effort an individual puts onto something, knowing its capability. How can we love God with all our strength? I believe Jesus put this, all your strength at the end. Because loving God with all your heart, your mind, and soul revolves on the desire to do so. Let's take a look at what effort we need to put in. 2 Timothy 2:15. And I have the New International Version. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. So what's the way we do the effort? Learning, getting to know our Heavenly Father so we can declare his word with the truth. Do our best to present ourselves to God as a worker. Someone who takes the effort to read his word, knowing that we know him correctly and looks and handles the word of God correctly. Philippians 3:14. I keep running hard. Sorry, I have the easy read version. I keep running hard toward the finish line to get that prize that is mine. Because God has called me through Christ Jesus, to life up there in heaven. Are you running hard to get to that finish line? Putting all the effort God has gave you? Can you believe this? God, the Almighty, who is able to do anything, desires your heart, desires you, every single one of you, amen, with all, not half your heart, not half your soul, not half your mind, not half your strength, but with all. He can't give that to himself. He can't love himself. He wants you to love him. Today, I encourage you, brothers, to love our mighty God with all your hearts, with all your soul, with all your minds, and all your strength. That is the only thing we can do. He desires our love. So let's go. Let's run to that finish line. God bless you.